This is Triple R Midday News with Louis Gillett,
Eleanor Webster
and Holly Hales. There's been praise for Melbourne City Council's scrapping of laws aimed at homeless people in the CBD. Lord Mayor Robert Doyle announced plans to outlaw rough sleeping were being abandoned because of legal concerns. The head of Launch Housing, Tony Keegan, says homelessness needs to be handled more humanely.
We thought there was a better way to solve this issue through working together to try and help people get into housing. And over the last 6 months, we've not just us but other agencies and the city themselves have housed 160 people, which is great.
The City of Melbourne says 250 people are sleeping rough in the city, a 75% increase compared to 2014.
A volcanic eruption on Vanuatu's Ambay Island has forced over 6,000 people to evacuate their homes. Villages on the island's north and south sides are the most vulnerable and have been moved to the east and west sides, causing population overcrowding. The Daily Post media director Dan McGarry said this will put strain on the island's resources, including water supply.
Population in all, 70% of the island's population is dislocated. This is going to put some stresses on local water supplies. And so the availability of potable water is an extreme need.
Women in Saudi Arabia will be allowed to drive from next June. Saudi King Salman issued a decree lifting the long-standing ban on women driving in the ultra-conservative Islamic country. Saudi activist and artist Safar said permitting women to drive in Saudi Arabia is a step in the right direction.
My mom has suffered, my aunties have suffered, women who can't afford cars and drivers suffer. It's a big weight on the economy, and I think the ban should have been lifted a long time ago.
Saudi Arabia was the only country in the world to bar women from driving.
Football fans finally know whether they'll have tickets for Saturday's grand final. The ticket ballot occurred yesterday, giving many the chance to watch the Crows and Tigers fight for the AFL Premiership. Tiger fan Lauren Clearahan got tickets for herself and her father, who have been going to games together for more than 20 years.
I ended up ringing the bank to confirm that it was from Ticketek, and then after that there was sort of that, like, just tears but excitement that, you know, me and Dad would be going to the grand final.
In the lead-up to the grand final, Vic Roads have refused the application to close off Punt Road and Swan Street. Yarra City Councillor Stephen Jolly is calling for Vic Roads to change their minds ahead of the game, with safety fears for those celebrating in surrounding areas.
If they leave it to the last minute and they'll have to have contingency methods for that, well, obviously they're playing catch-up and it makes it less safe than if they were to do it and plan it in advance. I think the state government needs to step in. We've got to make sure that everybody's safe and has a good time.
Poorer suburbs are up to 10 degrees hotter than more wealthy, leafy neighbourhoods, according to a recent study. Professor Marco Amati and Dr. Brian Baruff have found that greenery significantly lowers the ambient temperature.
A lot of the heat seems to be generated in places like car parks, you know, unshaded asphalt, big box warehouses, roofs. But, you know, unfortunately, there's a strong association between areas of lower socioeconomic advantage and heat. So basically, the poorer you are, the more likely you are to be living in a hot area.
Melbourne's O-Bikes are here to stay after the company behind the share bikes said they are working through what they call early issues. Melbourne Lord Mayor Robert Doyle calls the bikes clutter. The yellow bikes have been found on Melbourne train tracks and up trees. 42 O-Bikes were fished out of the Yarra River on Tuesday.
And now to sport. Talks surrounding Gary Ablett's plan to move back to Geelong have intensified. Ablett wants to return to his hometown after 7 years with the Gold Coast Suns. The two-time Brownlow medalist still has a year to go on his current contract. Fairfax is reporting there's a possible trade in the offing involving the Cats' Mitch Duncan. Ablett has cited family ties as the reason for the planned move back to Geelong. And Richmond coach Damien Hardwick has capped off a remarkable season, defying the doubters and now being named the AFL Senior Coach of the Year. The award follows Richmond's first scheduled grand final appearance in 35 years. The longtime Tigers coach narrowly edged out the Adelaide Crows' Don Pike, whose side Richmond will face on Saturday. Just 12 months ago, Hardwick's position was under serious review after a 13th place ladder finish in 2016.
And now to Melbourne's weather. A partly cloudy afternoon with a medium chance of showers becoming clearer this evening and a top of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and a top of 18. This has been Triple R Midday News with Louis Gillett,
Eleanor Webster
and Holly Hales.